When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
I am so tired. When are these holidays going to be done? Man. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I'm your tired, very tired chief geek. This is, I'm recording this on the 14th of December. So busy this time of year. Why is everybody so busy this time of year? Tomorrow is Friday. You're listening to this probably on Saturday. By then, my 22-year-old son and I will have already been to the matinee opening performance of the new Star Wars. I'm so not excited. But I'm going to be a good sport and a good father and do that. I am also getting massive... You know what? I liked the last one. It was good. I'm going to have a very open mind. This is going to be good. Plus, I'm going to spend... You know, the movie tickets are one thing. All right, you pay a lot of money for the movie tickets. And then you go in there and you get the buttered popcorn and the soda and the milk duds. And, you know, you have spent the national debt. The two of us are going to the movies tomorrow at noon. And I bet you I drop $60 to see a movie. I just bet you I do, which is why I never go to the movies. I wait for things to show up on Netflix. I do. But Zach wants to see this. It's part of his Christmas present. And, that's what he gets. So bless his heart. And that's what we will do tomorrow. And I will eat buttered popcorn, which is not made with butter. They say it's not butter. It's something else. They don't say what it is. I don't know what it is, but it tastes good. You know, when my mom used to pop popcorn on the stove, remember those days? She would pop popcorn on the stove. She would also, in a separate pan, melt a little bit of real butter. Not a whole bunch, but some real butter, and pour it over the popcorn. And then we would all go in and... Excuse me, and watch the Beverly Hillbillies and eat popcorn. Isn't that grand? I've also am having a lot of pressure put on me to make a Christmas treat that I make. I cannot name the Christmas treat because I've been told that the name, while it's totally honest, is not a nice name. But two of my ex-wives are putting pressure on me to make this. Three of my children that live in town are putting pressure on me to make this. And believe it or not, well, nah, you can believe this. My ex-wife's best friend is putting pressure on me to make this delicious treat. The kids love it. I have to tell you, so do I. But it is a real pain to make. It is laborious, time-consuming, and very, very, very good. And I make it in December as part of a holiday treat. And I have been known to make it in July. A year ago in July, I made it. I didn't make it this last July because it is so hard. But I've been having pressure put on me to do that. So Saturday, I will be making those things. Well, that's what we'll refer to them as those things. And they are delicious and just wonderful. and I make them very well. I had to go buy special implements that I had to then remanufacture and adjust just to make these things. And I've gotten it down pretty good now. I've really gotten it down pretty good. Ex-wife number three today, you know, I'm with Zach, or, you know, her son, my son as well. And she calls Zach and she goes, "Is your dad going to make the..." And he said, you know, "Well, I would hope so." And I could hear her on the phone. And I said, "What's it to you?" She goes, "Well, her and her husband wanted some." The pressure. The absolute pressure. I don't know. All right, I got an email. And I don't know why I'm getting these emails. About a something called... Let me pull it up. And it's one of these things. CBD. Okay? It is a derivative out of the marijuana plant. And I guess it's legal. And somebody sent me a bottle of it in the vain hopes that I would have them on the radio. And when I found out what it was, I threw it away. Okay, I just did. Well, then I found out later I threw away about $70 worth of stuff. But, you know, I didn't ask them to send it to me, and they sent it to me. But I'm getting questions, and I've gotten a couple of emails this week saying, what do I think of it? And I've done just the tiniest of research. And when I say tiniest of research, I did the tiniest of research. I was going to call a drug dealer that used to be a client of mine and ask her about it, but I decided not to. She was my client before she was a drug dealer. Now she's a drug dealer. But anyway, it is a derivative of the hemp plant, and people are claiming that in what they sent me, by the way, what I got in the mail was a little tiny bottle. It looked like a 2-ounce bottle with a dropper in it, which reminded me of my friend Truman Burst Herbs. He used to, you know, and still does, you know, make his herbal creations and then put them in little tinctures, which you put under your tongue. And I guess that's what this stuff is. You know, you put drops of it under your tongue. And what it's supposed to do, according to what I read, is it is supposed to calm you down. If you have anxiety, it is supposed to make the anxiety go away. And more importantly, they're saying it's a natural pain reliever. And they're also saying that it helps you sleep. That if you are having trouble going to sleep, you take one of these or you take a couple drops of this stuff, and your mind will shut down and you will go to sleep. It's legal, so I guess if it's legal, okay. Am I going to use it? No, I threw away a $70 bottle of it, you know. I'm just not. And I guess I have personal reasons for that. I just do. I don't like things that alter my mind. I truly don't. I will have a margarita once in a while. And when I say a margarita, it's one margarita. I'm trying to think the last time I was drunk. And the last time I was drunk, I'm trying to think who was president of the United States the last time I was drunk. And guess who it was? Goodness gracious, it was Gerald Ford. That's the last time I was drunk. As a matter of fact, I think it's maybe only one of two times that I have been drunk. So I don't even, you know, but I like frozen margaritas, but I don't like them enough to have more than one. So I don't like things to alter my mind. I really don't. And if this stuff changes your mood and all of that stuff, I guess some people need that and some people want that. And, you know, and that's, if it's legal, okay, that's fine. Do you know what I do when my brain, you know, you get to where your brain is going a million miles an hour and you just can't stop it and you can't go to sleep? I found a podcast that a friend recommended for me. And it is, I forget the name of it. It's on my phone in the other room. But I've used it twice. It's a guy. And all the guy does is talk. And I swear to you, he talks about weird stuff. But within about 8 to 10 minutes after listening to this guy, and I don't know how this works, but it puts you to sleep. And I'm not the only one who knows this. I have met lots of people. And when this guy shows up at places, hundreds of people come to see him because this podcast, which doesn't make any sense, will put you to sleep. And it has actually worked for me. I listen to this guy and I just doze right off. You know, my mind's going a million miles an hour and it just dozes right off. So I don't need something outside my body putting me to sleep. I just don't. So, and I, if you'd have told me I could listen to a podcast and it would put me to sleep, I would say, yeah. But it does. Just Google going to sleep. I think it is Going to Sleep Podcast. It's on iTunes. That's where I got it. And it's, yeah, I have it on. Actually, it's on my iPad that I have in my bedroom. And I've got, you know, it on iTunes. I subscribe to it. I've only used it two or maybe three times. I'm going to meet the man who made it in February at a podcasting event in Orlando. So, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I'm kind of excited about that. Because I want to know how he does this. Anyway, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Croce.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy all the other things that you may be involved in this time of year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy, I don't know, happy winter solstice. Well, happy, anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I got a really interesting newsletter from a listener who's been listening to the show for a long time. 10 years ago, when I bought this house, I had a speaking engagement over at MOSI, which is the Museum of Science and Industry. I was talking about, it was April, I was talking about spring gardening. They videoed it and stuck it on PBS someplace in a local PBS station. Anyway, whilst I was there, this was an event that was going on over there, and they had all kinds of vendors. And one of the vendors was an earthworm factory place. Now, I first became interested in earthworms long ago when I was a kid in Michigan. There was a kid that I went, you know, that lived right around the corner. His name was Tommy Cook. His dad had a earthworm farm in their yard. And we lived on a little place called Mill Lake, and there was a lot of people who came to Mill Lake to go fishing, and they would need worms. They would want worms to go fishing with, and they would, at the place where you put your boats in, if you wanted these worms, you had to work hard to get them. There was a sign saying that, you know, where Mr. Cook lived, which was on another part of the lake, you had to drive around, and you could go around there. And he would grab you up a little bag, just a little paper bag full of worms, which is all you need. I forget what he charged, like 25 cents or something. I don't know. This was in the early 60s. But I was fascinated. I said, how did you do that? I remember as being as a young kid, you know, saying, how'd you do that? I don't know how you did that. And he had these wooden bins that he had just a million worms living inside. You could take your hand, you could reach down in there, and you'd grab a handful, you'd pull it up, and there would just be gads of worms in your hand, which was kind of cool. And he explained, you know, he would take their table scraps and everything, and he had it all done in layers, and the worms would eat this stuff, and then they would multiply and multiply. Now, the interesting thing that he was doing is underneath all of this stuff, he had a hose connected to it, and he was getting a liquid out of there. I now know that they call it worm tea, which is packed full of worm poop nutrients. That's essentially what it is that would come out of there. He also had probably the best vegetable garden going, plus he grew strawberries. I mean, he had a big garden, and all of it was from the compost that he was making out of his worming, his little part-time worming business. He was a machinist, and he worked, he had a shop there at his house where he worked. And he worked there full time, but he was there to tend to the worms, which didn't take much tending. Fast forward a whole bunch of years until about 10 years ago, I'm over at this speaking event, and there's these, you know, worm factory place. I said, oh, what's that? And I walked up and I looked, and I was totally and completely fascinated. These people were selling, and by the way, I still have it. I have not used it in years, but they called it a worm factory. And it came with trays. It came with on a plastic top, and it had round trays on it. And each tray you would start off would, you know, with something to start your compost. And what came with it was coconut mulch, you know, like a coconut thing that you laid down on this thing. And you had to have starter worms. So I bought this thing. And by the way, I'm now looking at Amazon. They've got a better one on Amazon for $109.95. I paid $200 for this thing because I was just totally fascinated. I saw myself as being a Mr. Cook. And I thought, and you know, Zach was very, you know, was a lot younger at the time and was living with me in this house. And I said, this would be a good project for me and Zach. So, you know, me and my little 11-year-old son, we're going to grow worms. So I bought my little thing. We set this thing up out on the lanai and, you know, got it all cranked up and going, quickly realizing that it was too hot out there. So we moved it into the garage of all places. And sure enough, it just started working. Before you know, they start you with just a little bit of worms. And the next thing you know, we're just taking our table scraps out there every night. You know, let's go feed the worms. In the midst of all of this, I read this article, and I got a news release from somebody, from a young man, very young man, up in I believe it was in Columbus, Ohio, but I'm not sure. And he started a company growing worms and making liquid fertilizer that he was selling in recycled soda bottles. And they were available at Walmart and everything else. I had the guy on the radio show. He was totally fascinating. I told him what I was doing. He was totally fascinated with that. And he sent me a couple of bottles of his stuff. And I tested it because I love buying nutrients. And golly gee, it was really good fertilizer and very inexpensive, and I kept buying it. I think I was buying it at Home Depot, or maybe I was buying it at Walmart. I forget, but I kept buying it. And then one day when I went to buy it, it was no longer available, and I stopped buying it. But I used to buy it, and I also made my own with my little tower that I had. I think I had five layers deep where, you know, I was making this worm stuff. The worm tea, but I was also making compost. And, well, I wasn't doing it. The worms were doing it. And the worms were multiplying like bunnies. And Zach and I were having a ball. Zach would, you know, he would get home from school, and the first thing he wanted to do was go check on the worms. And he's out there checking on the worms. And we did it for about a year and a half. And, gosh, the compost that I got out of that, I would pot up plants for house plants using just that compost, and it was wonderful. And the tea that we made was just wonderful. And then, you know, one day we went out there, and Zach went out there to check on the worms, and they had gotten some type of fungi or something that had gotten into this thing. And it killed all my worms. I was doing this for a year and a half. By the way, I was giving worms to people. My former neighbor who fished a lot would come over, and I would give him worms. You know, here, you want worms? Here's your worms. And, you know, did all of this stuff, but I totally enjoyed it. And I didn't want to start again, and my life was busy and things were happening. So we took the thing out and we hosed everything down and stuck it in the garage, and it's still there. Maybe I ought to do that again. Maybe I ought to. I'm going to look into this for the new year.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Happy, happy, happy. Are you ready for the holidays? They're very close. I mean, it's just like creeped up on us, hasn't it? Thank goodness all of my shopping is done. All done online. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I'm your chief geek. And by the way, I only bought things for the grandkids. Isn't it neat? I got five kids and five grandkids. I used to have to buy presents for five kids. And they are all adults, you know. Tyler's 37. Tyler's 38. Kyle is 36. You know, Cassie's 32. Jamie's 27. And Zach is 22. I don't buy them presents at Christmas anymore. You know? Okay, so Zach and I are going to go see Star Wars. I don't buy them presents. I make stuff, but I don't buy presents for them. But I buy presents for my grandkitties. Man, that is so fun. But I did it all online. None of my grandkids live where I live, which is terribly, you know, I don't like that. It is what it is. And rumor has it that two of my grandkids may be moving close. So I'm hoping so. I don't know. But I went on on Amazon and I bought everybody their presents. And, you know, click, 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 and I'm done. And I've stated this before. I am an early adapter of this. I started buying all my Christmas presents online in 1999 with a dial-up, you know, thing. A dial-up internet. It was AOL, as a matter of fact, AOL dial-up. And then from there, I went to Amazon. First, I went to toys.com, which is now gone, doesn't exist anymore. And then also Amazon.com. And I was over at my mom's house. And I did it on my laptop because I didn't want to do it, you know, at home with the kids. So I went over to mom's house with the laptop hooked into her dial. You know, I said, I'm unplugging your phone for a bit here, Ma. And she goes, what are you doing? And I showed her. She goes, is that easy, huh? I said, yeah, I'm going to have everything shipped here. She goes, well, I want to buy the kids presents this way, too. That way I don't have to go to the mall, don't have to do all this stuff. So we did it, you know, just did the whole thing right there. And, you know, it was all done. And only had one regret that year. I bought some toy that had 4,973 parts that you had to put together. That had I seen it in a store, I probably wouldn't have bought it. And you had to have a master's degree from MIT to put the thing together. But other than that, everything worked out great. My mother loved it. As a matter of fact, she did all of the shopping online. She would, you know, ask me, okay, we got to do this online. And then, you know, later broadband came in and it became easier and people started. I always do it. You're not going to catch my happy hiney wandering in stores. All right. I'm not doing it this time of year. I drove by Clearwater Mall, today on my way to Tampa, and there was 9 gazillion cars in there. And I said, you know, where would you even park? You're going to have to park, you know, way out in the middle of nowhere and walk in there and fight with people and all of that stuff. I don't do Black Fridays, you know, where people go stand in line for the store to open and people bust through. I just, not me, man. Doing it all online. Stress-free. And the nice thing about this is I don't even have to. All I have to do is ship it to people. That's it. And I have it done right through them. I don't do it. I just sit there with my little mouse, and I just click away. I buy my stuff. I'm done. I'm an Amazon Prime member, so everything, my shipping's all free, and it's real fast, and everybody gets everything. Everybody's got everything. Everybody's done. Kids have all kinds of neat stuff, you know. It's just really cool. Bought my grandson for his birthday. I bought him one of those Hess trucks, which, by the way, I just saw are totally sold out. And it's the second time I bought him a Hess truck. First time I bought him a Hess truck, he is three now. First time I bought him a Hess truck, I'm kind of a odd grandpa, was when he was, he was a baby. He was like 3 months old. I think I bought it for Christmas. And I sent it to him, and he was 3 months old, and his dad must have thought I was nuts. But they held on to it. And when he was two and was wandering around, they set the thing up, and they videoed it, and he just loved it. He just absolutely played with it for hours and hours. And they sent me a video, and he called and thanked me for it. Well, this year, I sent him that for his birthday. And, oh, my goodness, the new one, you know, it's a dump truck. Oh, my goodness, did he just love that. So now he's developing a fleet. So, you know, that's good. That is really, really, really good. Oh, well, off to some gardening stuff now, okay? Wasted enough time. No, I didn't waste. I just shared with you. We do talk about gardening on this show once in a while, don't we? Yes. And I have to tell you, I talked a little bit about potting soil. Why am I thinking about potting soil in December? Because guess what's going to happen in the springtime? We're all going to be using potting soil. Because in the spring, you know, we start planning now for spring. And when we start planning for spring, we think about our houseplants for one thing. A lot of our houseplants need to be what's called popped up. In other words, put into a bigger pot. And the other thing that I do, and I do this in February, but then again, I live in Florida. But if I lived in Michigan, I would probably still do it in February, is I change out all of my potting soil once a year on my house plants. I just do. It's just something that I do. Now, some people flush their plants to get all the soluble salts out and all that good type of stuff. I have done that before. But what I like to do is I like to just change out the potting soil. And I get asked all of the time, what is the best potting soil? Well, potting soils are all regional. Not all. There's Scotts has potting soil. Bayer now has potting soil. All processed regionally, but, you know, those are big name brands. And there's a lot of regional brands on there. My favorite potting soil no longer exists. It was a local company called Hall's Potting Soil. And, oh, that stuff was so good. I remember I took my students over to their factory to see just how they made this stuff, how they put this together. Now, when I was teaching horticulture, we had this great big contraption that we used to make our potting soil in. And we would put the peat, we would put perlite, we would put vermiculite, we would put manure, we put all kinds of sand, all kinds of stuff in there. And roast it, and then it had a propane thing. It had a little thing where you put water on the bottom, had a propane heater, and it would steam it all to sterilize it. And it would rotate. Every so once in a while, you'd have to go out there and rotate it. And I'd have all the students out there. It was a big project making the potting soil with this machine that had to have been made in the 40s that had been there at that school forever. And we made our potting soil. Then, you know, I called up Fran Addy, guy used to own Hall's Potting Soil. I said, we'd like to come see. He says, come on over. Bring your students. So we did a field trip. We all went out to Hall's Potting Soil. I wanted to see the magic. I wanted to see how he did this. And he did it much the way we did it, except he did it on a much bigger scale. And he didn't have a steamer type thing to sterilize the soil. He put all the soil out on a big concrete slab out in the yard of where his factory is. And he threw a tarp over it, and he let the sun do the sterilizing of the soil. He did not blend everything together right there, but the main parts of the soil, the sand and the peat and everything else, he put in there. And then he would run it through in his factory. He would run it through this little grinder, and he would mix some vermiculite with it, and he would mix some perlite with it. And then he had a super secret fertilizer that he had in one-ton containers that he would add just a little bit of fertilizer. And that's the only thing he wouldn't share. He would not share what his secret fertilizer was. Me being the clever person that I am, said, oh, well, I'm going to figure this out. And in Florida, where we all are, there is a law that every bag of fertilizer, even a one-ton bag of fertilizer, has to have a tag on it, which tells what's in it. So I'm walking over looking at the one-ton bag, and I saw the tag, and I took a look at it, and I read it, and I then knew what his fertilizer was. It was really nothing special. It was a slow-release sulfur-encapsulated nitrogen. I think it was an 8-4-8 fertilizer with all of the nitrogen being encapsulated in sulfur. And there was a micronutrient mix with it. But he would put all of that together, grind that all together, and put it in bags and sell it. And I got to tell you, it was wonderful, wonderful potting soil. But he had another company called Nutrisol, which was a fertilizer company. It was all part of that. He sold it all out to Scotts. They stopped making it because they didn't want the competition. And Fran went to work for Scotts. He's up in Ohio now. So, but potting soil is important. Something to think about to get ready to repot all those plants.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Amazingly enough, you are listening to Ask the Garden Geek, and I am your chief geek. I am Michael Gross. Hey, how are you doing? Are you ready? Are you ready? The holidays are here. You know, my favorite time of year is really almost here. You know what that is? You know what my favorite time of year is? Well, it's not that good anymore. It used to be really great. Right after Christmas, and usually just before New Year's, the seed catalogs used to start arriving. And I don't know why, but I mean for years, for 35 years, I would get anywhere from 15 to 20 seed catalogs during that time of year. They all used to go out then. They don't go out anymore. I get five or six now. Most people rely on that internet thing. And they just don't make seed catalogs anymore, which is, you know, sad for them because I used to buy seeds from literally everybody who sent me a catalog. If you wanted to make a sale, all you had to do was have my address and send me a seed catalog, and I would always buy something. Now, I didn't use 90% of what I bought. I gave away a lot of what I bought. But I would always buy seeds. Some years I would use more than, but I, you know, also gave them away. I gave them as presents to clients. I would, you know, do something for a client, and then the next day I would stick a packet of seeds in the mail from one of the odd seed company catalogs that I'd gotten, that I'd bought seeds from, and I would send them a thank you letter and a little package of seeds to show my gratitude. And it was a big hit. So every year, I always bought a wide variety of seeds. And people would wonder what kind of seeds I'm going to be sending them. This was a real thing. This was just a big sort of thing for me every year. And I also planted a lot of seeds. And some of the seeds came in very fancy packaging. Some of the seeds came in not so fancy packaging, and some of the seeds came in little cloth baggies, you know, and it was just such a neat thing. And some of the seed companies were very small, mom and pop operations, and I would get their catalogs were not fancy. They were black and white, almost made on a Xerox, some of them, or it seemed that way. I mean, they were just, you know, very earthy looking, and they had very limited customer base. I was a loyal customer. I always bought seeds. That was my phone making a strange noise. I'm not going to edit that out. We're just going to keep going. But I always bought seeds. And now this year, if I'm like it last year, I got four seed catalogs. Okay, I got four seed catalogs last year. Did I buy seeds from every one of them? Yes. Do I go on the internet now to buy seeds?
I should be.
I really should.
I just don't. I don't know. You know, this is part of being old. This is part of being set in my ways. I have adapted to the internet quite wonderfully, thank you. I order everything. You know, I just bought socks on Amazon. I needed more socks. What was I going to do? Run up to the mall, you know, at Christmas time and go to the mall to buy more socks? No. I went on Amazon. I bought socks. They were here 2 days later. And I didn't have to go, you know, rummaging through. I just went and bought socks. So I've adapted to the internet very, very well. I just haven't done it for seeds. I don't know why. There's something about opening up a seed catalog and reading about the seeds and all of that, and then filling out the order. I never called an 800 number. I would fill out the order. I would write a check, and I would send it off. And every year, I sent off 20, 30 checks to different companies to buy seeds. It was the most wonderful time of the year for me to do this. But now, with the internet, people have stopped printing anything. Oh, did I tell you that I've written it. I've written a book that's soon to be published. The title hasn't quite, you know, my editor and I are still arguing over the title, but the working title is Ask the Garden Geek, 113 questions, or 113 most popular questions over 35 years of radio. That's going to be a written thing. And I've been told, you know, people aren't going to want to buy books. I still buy books. And yes, I do have a Kindle. And yes, it will be published on Kindle. And I buy a lot of books on Kindle. I really do. But if it's a book that I'm going to use a lot, I don't want it on Kindle. I want it on paper. There's something about holding a book in my hand. And I guess I'm old for this. I guess that, you know, my son thinks I'm nuts. You know, all my kids say, you buy books? Yeah, I buy books. There's something about, I buy a lot of Kindle books. As a matter of fact, I read on average, I used to read 2 to 3 books a week. I read on average right now about one book a week. Since I had surgery, all those massive surgeries 4 years ago this month, reading has not been as easy for me as it used to be, but it is getting better. It is getting much better. And I tend to buy a lot of books, and I buy a lot of books on Kindle just because of the ease. I will, you know, see a book that I want, I'll buy it on Kindle. It's less expensive, and it's there for me, and I read it. And by the way, I don't read it with a Kindle. I read it with my iPad. I used to have a Kindle Fire, loved it a lot, but I got an iPad, liked that better. So that's what I read all my books on, is on my iPad. By the way, I saw the Kindle Fire that they're putting out this year. Oh, my gosh, it's fabulous. If I didn't have an iPad, I would buy a Kindle Fire, and they're so inexpensive. When I got my first Kindle Fire, it was $200, and now they're like $68, you know, for that size. And they have cameras. The one I got didn't have cameras. The new ones have front and, you know, rear-facing cameras. They're just little tablets, but they're essentially something for Amazon to sell books on, and Amazon sells books on them very, very well. So my gardening book will definitely be on Kindle, but it is also going to be in paperback, and it'll be available. I hope to have it out by Christmas, and it just writing the book was relatively easy. Editing the book, I'm on my third editor, and I'm the one who I've hired editors, and this editor that I'm working with now, very smart woman, very good, but very critical, and she's had me rewrite sections and do some things like that. Writing a book and doing it right is not real easy, but it'll be coming out in paperback as well as Kindle.
You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.